This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You've seen the graphic maybe where the White House is called Trader Joe's. I love that store, Trader Joe's, but I don't like it as our country. It's a double entendre for sure because traitor sounds much like traitor. You know, somebody that does something bad against the country, which of course is exactly what the Bidens have done. It's hard to believe, folks, that the impossible occurred. And I'm not talking about the impossible of getting Donald Trump elected in 2016 with everything that he faced. And not because Biden was selected by the American people, because we didn't. We rejected that clown for all the right reasons. But what's hard to believe is that there are people so powerful that they can actually handpick and put a moron into office. That, my friends, is real power. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the radio portion. There's a lot more to what we do, and I hope you go find out what that is. I have to tell you, I'm very disappointed. Right now, we launched our site, theflickfest.com. And it's a competitor to Netflix. We did it because we wanted to give indie film producers a shot. It's absolutely got some of the most amazing films I've seen. And not getting enough people over there. Netflix, people will use. They put money into the Obamas. I mean, gave a fat contract to the Obamas. The people that own it are hardcore leftists that support Hillary Clinton. They put Susan Rice on the board, and we start something for conservatives, and it's the same old thing. Now, you can put your money wherever you want, but if you're putting it into Netflix, and I will tell you this, there's like 120 million people or some crazy number. It's a lot of the U.S. that has it. Why are you not supporting a conservative effort? It's funny, when I say these things, I think people go, oh, well, Kevin, what are you trying to do? You're trying to get our money? And not any more than Netflix is trying to get it. We're putting up amazing stuff. If you don't believe me, go check it out. It's free for 7 days. You can cancel. And you know what people do? Well, Kevin, the only thing you guys have is PayPal. We'll change it. We're in the process of changing it. I don't like using PayPal or any of these other pay services, but that's what's out there. And now that we're about to, we're going to put in a new one. But really, that's the excuse? How did you pay for Netflix? How did you pay for a lot of other stuff? Look, I'm not getting after people because I don't want to make it feel that way. The thing that I get after people about is we do everything we can to solve problems. We put our money and our efforts at play. I don't even want to tell you how much money and effort it's taken to get it to this point. And we... I'm not even going to give you the numbers, but it's embarrassing that conservatives don't want to do something with it. If you don't believe me, go check it out for 7 days. And if you don't like it, I promise you, we'll give you your money back. It isn't like you don't know where to find me. It can be really disheartening, especially in a time like this when we've got a brain dead moron running the country. We've got social media purging us. We've got a series of radical things that are going to happen to us, and we should be supporting one another. And I'm sitting here going, what else do you guys want me to do? Because I'm going to tell you, between me and God and the stuff I talk to him about, I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people that go, oh, Kevin, do this. Or we love that you're in the fight. Well, if you love that I'm in the fight, why don't you get in the fight with me? How about that? Stop giving me excuses. I put my money and my efforts where my mouth is. And we can't make all the transitions as quickly as you like because I'm understaffed. And guess what? I don't have all the money in the world to make all these changes everybody wants to be made. But holy cow, folks, come on. Anyway, I'm a little bit frustrated also with President Trump because I don't understand why he didn't pull the nuclear option. The Insurrection Act and all this stuff that he did in 2018, it had us believing that, you know what, let him walk this thing through the process and then the president's going to go, okay, elections and the excuse me, null and void, because we know Joe Biden and these Democrats cheated. They know it. This is the biggest not-so-secret joke in the history of this country. Democrats know they cheated. They are smirking at us going, yeah, we cheated. But since you can't prove it, which we can, by the way, but since we've structured it so you can't prove it, no harm, no foul. The question that I got to ask when I look at Trump knowing everything that's at stake, the social media people who colluded, the media people who colluded, all the countries who colluded, the Democratic Party and the minions that made this happen, the capitalist companies, the dominions of the world, the Seidels, etc., that colluded, the entirety of the old previous administration that colluded, and I could go on. How do you not pull the trigger? So what do they have over him? I don't think it's Russian prostitutes and things like that, but what did they do to him? What did they say to Trump that made him go, you know what? I'm bowing out. Because I thought this was a guy that would take it to the mat. And I underestimated, or I underestimated them, overestimated him. I know this. I would have taken it to the mat. I would have surrounded D.C. with that military, and I would have started arresting people. I would have done it long before inauguration, or the date of it. They made us believe they would take this thing to the nth degree. Pence.
We won't stop until every legal vote is counted and every non-legal vote is not counted.
Shut up. Your career is over, Mike Pence. I don't know who can emerge through all of this except the American people. Now, is Donald Trump going to do a third party thing? Let's hope. Let's hope he does. Let's hope that he can get 80 million people to go third party, or whatever the number is. The others can support the Republican, because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm voting third party. Whatever it is, I'm voting for it, because it may be the only thing that can disrupt this cheating system. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. I'm glad you're with me. Sorry to chastise you.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So, Hunter Biden now has Secret Service. Oh, man. Think about that. This is a dude that was flying around on Air Force Two, cutting deals for himself, making millions of dollars, sex trafficking kids. I mean, there's evidence of Hunter Biden snorting coke, just doing all kinds of crazy stuff, and he's a free person. This dude is unbelievable. Kicked out of the Navy.
Oh, he was honorably discharged.
Yeah, how do you get honorably discharged and you're a cokehead in the Navy? Gets pulled over for coke. That gets thrown out. Then, while he's under the influence of crack and chasing prostitutes and other women of ill repute, he's gallivanting around the world with his daddy, you know, the big guy, and he's cutting deals for himself and his family, running the RICO, the racketeering organization of the Biden family. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. He's got Secret Service. I mean, wow. You want to talk about some white privilege. We'll get more into Hunter because there's a lot more to talk about with him. But I can't wait for Hunter to start tweeting like the Trump kids, because, you know, Don Jr. tweets a lot. And if you think Donald Sr.'s tweets were interesting, Hunter's, oh my gosh. You want to have a sitcom? You want to have a reality show? It should just be called Hunter's Tweets. Welcome to a new day, folks. America has a new person in charge. I won't call him my president, a man with a brain dysfunction, with his crackhead son and his egomaniacal wife, Dr. Jill. This would be a sitcom, folks, if it wasn't our reality. And I get these leftists, they'll send me notes, yeah, you mad? Ah. And I'm like, you silly, well, there's usually black folks, and I call them out their name, as my grandmother would say. But these silly little porch Negroes, want to run around here, oh, look at you, Kevin, you got you. We got Biden elected. And I'm thinking, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish. Really? You're proud that you got a crackhead in the office, a crackhead son with his brain dead daddy and his egomaniacal wife, and you're happy. Yeah, we got rid of the white man. Really? To replace him with what? An incompetent white man? You got rid of the competent white man. And what's funny, these stupid, I mean, it's across the board, because sometimes it's white folks too, but it's mostly blacks writing to me, rubbing it in my face that we got rid of the best president in history and a president who's done more for blacks than any other president. And they went, really? We got lots to laugh about coming soon, folks. I was actually going to be trying to make up, like, what would Hunter tweet? You know, you got to ask yourself, what would a guy like him tweet? Hey, man, you know, went on a binger last night, picked up some, you know, went over to the strip club, you know, looking at a couple of honeys. And then, you know, continuation. Yeah, told them, you know, my daddy's the big guy. Now he's really the big guy. He no longer works for that colored dude. Oh, man. See, I'm not going to let you guys get down. I'm not going to let you get down. Because let me tell you, we got a lot of time to celebrate. A lot of time. We got 4 years to ridicule whatever, however long Biden lasts. Because they will put makeup on Biden and he'll come out and try to look like he's like 60 years old. And then you see him when they can't keep the camera and he's, you know, he walks like an 80-year-old dude. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying your body quits, man. That's just the way it works. You know, we're all youthful and full of energy and all that. And as we age, the body is going to do what it do. And it gets to the point where the bones ache, the muscles ache, etc. And it's telling you, you know what, time to start checking out. Start checking off some boxes. And it gives you a whole new perspective on life. It hasn't given Biden a perspective on life. I want you to think about this. A 78-year-old demented clown, the last thing he should be doing is suborning the cheating of an election. He should say, look, guys, I got a good life. You know, I have cheated my way. I got my son. I've corrupted my kids and corrupted everything around me to get the life that I have. I'm just going to live it out. But instead, he becomes part of the big cheat, the big guy. Can't just go out normal. Had to go out on top, and I use my finger quotes. He's going to go out in ridicule. Yeah, he got the position, but let me tell you something. Nobody respects it. 80 million people in this country know exactly how Biden got elected. Do you think we have 1 ounce of respect for this man? I don't know if you guys watched this inauguration. They put a flag down supposedly for everybody who's been killed in America from the old Wu flu. Surpassed 400,000 people, we're told, right? The big fat lie. Still flu season. You want to guess how many people were killed in the seasonal flu during the time of Wu flu? Yeah, the numbers are way down. Here's what they said. The answer is slightly complicated. I'm reading this. The CDC doesn't have an exact count of the number of people who die from influenza this each year. But here's what's funny. They have an exact count of who dies from WHO flu. They said, instead, the federal agency develops estimates based on rates of confirmed hospitalizations from the flu. They said, for that reason, it's difficult to compare flu deaths with those of COVID-19, which are actual documented deaths. Oh, man. He says, because they're being tracked by confirmed cases. But there's still going to be numbers of unconfirmed cases, so the deaths from COVID-19 are probably higher than that being reported. But here's the deal. They say, compare the 2019-20 flu season, for example. The CDC estimated that more than 38 million people were sick with influenza, leading to 400,000 hospitalizations and 22,000 deaths, slightly lower than the 2018-19 season, which was 34,200 deaths, which was lower than the 2017 season of 61,000 deaths. It's all a ruse, folks. They claim they can look at all the different stuff on WHO flu, but they can't on the flu. The number of people that get the flu, the number of hospitalizations of the flu is bigger than the WHO flu. The number of deaths from the flu is bigger than the WHO flu. And all this stuff is smoke and mirrors. And guess what? You got 4 years coming up of them just feeding you statistics that mean absolutely nothing. Government bureaucrats getting paid to feed you lies. They go on to say it's a guessing game. I'm not even kidding you in this article. We'll be back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden will discuss his administration's new COVID-19 response plan later on Thursday. He will also be signing more executive orders aimed at slowing down the ongoing pandemic. Regarding the executive orders that the president has already signed, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says,
he knows the agenda, and those executive orders he is signing are partisan. That's dividing. And I'm afraid that looking at this administration, if this is the start, what more is there to come?
Initial jobless claims are dropping, but they're still high. The Labor Department says 900,000 Americans filed first-time unemployment claims last week. That's down from 926,000 who filed the previous week. The number beat Wall Street predictions by about 35,000. You're listening to USA Radio News. One of the many executive orders President Joe Biden signed into office was an extension of the eviction and foreclosure moratorium, the extension running through March 31st. Donna Van Ness is the president of the Housing Channel. They help people get loans to help them get caught up regarding their rent, and she says they're continuing to see people in need.
The initial program was up to $3,600. So the idea was about 3 months' rent on average. But now we're seeing people who are more than obviously 3 months behind and still haven't found a solution to their financial problem.
We have a winner. The history-making run of the Powerball jackpot came to an end Wednesday night with one winning ticket sold in Maryland. The $730 million prize was the fourth largest in the game's history and the sixth largest in the United States lottery history. The Mega Millions jackpot is a projected $970 million. USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lots of stuff to discuss, folks. Oh my gosh, you've got the 46th president of the United States that I don't recognize and I never will. And it isn't, this is different than the Obama thing. Obama won. You may not have wanted to recognize Obama, but he freaking won in 2008. There's no question about that. He was unprepared for the role, he stunk at it, etc., but he won. That doesn't matter that you didn't like what his policies were, that he was completely wholly unprepared for it, etc. Nope. So what? The nation didn't care. Some of you voted for him, some of your friends, you know, people who voted for him. And then in 2012, they abandoned him. And in 2016, they abandoned their party and they voted for President Trump. Trump won. And he didn't just barely win in 2016. He won big. This is after the big cheat. But now the bigger cheat occurred. Trump won. But we can't prove it, supposedly. And that's where we are. So now we're in the era of misinformation, the era of right being wrong, wrong being right, up being down, down being up, left being left, the right being left, etc. We are in a period that it's been leading up to it. It isn't like it sneaked up on us. We watched it happen for 8 years under Obama, and we thought we nipped it in the bud. But the only way you nip leftism in the bud is you got to stay on top of it. You got to go back to the source, and we haven't gone back to the source. We try to, my group, we try to. We do a lot of interesting things, but we can't seem to get back to the source. The source is, don't let them indoctrinate your children. Don't let pop culture be the only thing your kids are listening to. Watch who your kids hang around, because those influences are impacting them. My youngest son has a buddy, and he hangs around, and his little buddy is a moderate. I'll call him a moderate. But his sister is a radical little leftist. And she's the one that's made the son a radical because the parents are conservatives. And my son will come back and tell me, you know, when he's hanging out with his buddy, yeah, you know, Chris is, telling me about such and such or whatever. And I go, what did you say? And he responds back with the conservative answer. But what I do when he goes over there and debriefs me, I say, it's your role to change Chris, not the other way around. You know you're right. So he does. He challenges him. And then Chris goes back and challenges his sister, who then comes up with some leftist drivel. And the cycle rinses and repeats. But my son never backs down. We got to get these kids at the source. We have to replicate that for the millions of school kids. We have to make parents in America understand how important it is to be paying attention to their kids, having these discussions. Or they'll believe these stupid woo flu numbers over the flu. That's what I was talking about the last segment. This guy goes on, He says, it's really a guessing game. He's talking about flu deaths. 61,000 deaths, they estimate, 2017 to 18. 34,000 deaths, 2018 to 2019. And 22,000 deaths, 2019 to 2020. That's a pretty good trend line for the flu. It looks like we're well on our way to eradicating it. Except that what they did is they take the numbers, which is roughly 80,000 deaths from the flu every year, and they now count it towards WHO flu, which they happen to know exactly how many there are. And Biden puts 400,000 flags to represent the number of people who've died from the WHO flu. That's his homage to them. The man who was tasked with solving cancer set up his own foundation, hasn't given out a dime, and cancer is laughing at him going, Joe Biden, please, bring him home, man, shoot, Joe Biden coming after me, shoot, I just go public. That's what cancer is saying when you tell him Joe Biden's out coming after him. He's like, oh, man, whoo, I thought you were going to send somebody tough. Oh, man. So I love this part. Here's what the guy says. He says, it's really a guessing game at this point, and this is a specialist from Vanderbilt. He says, we just don't know, noting that in the southern hemisphere, which had its summer when we have our winter, had an extraordinarily mild flu season. Everywhere around the world, they had an extraordinarily mild flu season because they took all the flu deaths and called them COVID. The more people die from the flu than will ever die from COVID. So it goes on. So far in the U.S., we have sporadic cases of the flu, says David Sinimo, MD, assistant professor of medicine, pediatrics, infectious disease at Rutgers. If people follow recommendations to prevent the spread of COVID-19, it should decrease the amount of flu infections we see this year as a byproduct of those efforts. So in other words, all these masks and things like this that we're doing, that's going to help us to keep it all. That's why the flu is down too. It has nothing to do with counting flu deaths as COVID deaths. No, it's not that. Let me give you the numbers again. 61,000 to 38,000 to 22,000. If you had a trend line like that, you would be well on your way. You could really go, boy, we have knocked out the flu. Do you think more people are getting flu shots? That trend line is very simply the United States government has no clue how many people get any disease, how many people die from it, what the hospitalization rates are. They just make them up. And now, I love this. UK authorities, this will come to America, they're considering a new measure to force people to prove their quarantine. They want you to take a selfie every day to prove that you're not violating this order to stay in. They call it, you have to prove that you're self-isolating. That's the nice word for self-imprisonment. And they're going to cross-reference it with GPS data and facial recognition software. Yep, this is an article. Here's what it says. They reported that COVID lockdown officials are looking to mirror policies introduced in New Zealand, where new arrivals to the country are forced to check into a quarantine hotel at the airport for 2 weeks. So just consider this. You are going to go to New Zealand because there's a beautiful golf course over there, one of my buddies told me. And you want to go to New Zealand and you got to stay 2 weeks in one place. You got the hotel. You got to eat the hotel's food. Have you looked at what hotel food costs? You can't go anywhere. You got to stay in the hotel for 2 weeks. And I thought at the time, I was like, well, you know, if they're going to make these UK people do selfies and eventually Americans, then because we no longer Americans, we're communists. We're Russians. We're Chi-coms. Chiamicons or something. I don't know. We got to come up with a name because we're no longer Americans. But anyway, I was thinking you just put a background picture and then you reroute your GPS or whatever. I would turn my GPS off personally, but you reroute your GPS signal. In other words, there will be an app to get you out of this. Anyway, you take this picture that looks like your home. You reroute your GPS signal or turn yours off and send up a fake signal so they think that you're wherever you want to be. Like this, it's a fake signal for your home. And you use that to report in. Problem solved. You know, the capitalists will come up and go, oh, no, we're not going to let that happen. But here's my question to you, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, specifically the Kevin Jackson Show. Did you ever imagine in your life that you might be required to report on your own self-imprisonment? Yeah. Your phone would be the high-tech device that you would use to say, yeah, I'm still in my cell, warden. Consider this. Your phone is your ankle bracelet. And you report on yourself. It's got enough tech in there for them to say, oh, I mean, think about it. I watch enough cop shows to know they ping your signal. We're pinging you. And yet you've done nothing wrong. I mean, there's going to be an industry of people that will not only house sit, but they'll phone sit for you. They'll go to your house and sit at your home while you go do something outside of quarantine, and you'll pay them like a nanny. I don't know what you would call the business, but you'll pay people to manage your phone, and they'll have a burner that they take with them to communicate back with you so they can go to the movies or go shopping or whatever. Did you ever think this Orwellian society would exist? Talk about dystopia. Wow. And you do it yourself. They don't even have to pay people to monitor you. You self-monitor. The tech will let them monitor, and you gladly do it. That's what's happening around the world, people, in this so-called free society.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I mentioned earlier that the Biden family now falls under the protection of the taxpayers. Along with getting his upgrade from his former plane of Air Force Two, he now moves into Air Force One and the now first family, which includes Dr. Jill. And, of course, Crackhead Hunter, they all get Secret Service protection. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I hope you'll visit there. Get signed up for our service for the Film Fest the Flick Fest, theflickfest.com. Another thing, one of my sponsors is back with us. RX. In fact, just go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and if you have chronic meds, meds you take for chronic illnesses that amount to anything close to $150 a month, for $60 a month, almost everybody can get their meds for free if they go through the site. Go to Kev Perks. On the website, when you go to thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I have friends that have saved literally hundreds of dollars a month, fixed incomes, and in a couple of cases, they actually do pretty well financially, but they went through Jeff's company, and there's a link directly to it. When you go there, there's a phone number. You can send them a note, tell them what meds you're on. My father-in-law gets his meds from there. He paid over $200 a month for his meds. Now he gets them for the one-time cost. Well, the monthly cost, I should say, of $60. But he saves over $150 a month. And I'm telling you, this is not one of these conjecture things. I can tell you it's verified 100% through my friends and my family. And in fact, I might have her on. My editor for the Black Sphere, Tiffany, she called me up the other day. She was like, "Hey, Kevin, dude, can I use our service?" I said, "You absolutely can." And I'll have her on. She got signed up. They pay well over $300 for her medications for her family. She's got 8 kids. And she was like, "It is a godsend." And it is. So check them out. Go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, Kev Perks. And you'll see it. Now, I wanted to talk about the Biden family, the family of miscreants and people that have sold us down the river, the traitor family that the Democrats put into office because they have so much dirt on them. Can you imagine what the powers that be are saying to Joe, do this or we'll expose you. Joe, do this or you'll go to prison. Anyway. The newly minted first son, Hunter Biden, has emerged from hiding to announce his new venture. Art. Yeah, he's a painting. Painting art. Now, let's see what foreign countries deck the walls with Hunter Biden's artistic musings and what that will cost. Because nothing comes free with the Biden family, not when the big guy's involved. Now, let's ask ourselves this. Do you think Joe Biden will disassociate himself from any connection to companies, countries? Do you think Hunter Biden's going to disassociate himself? Do you think Joe Biden will say, "You know what? I don't need my salary. No problem." Or do you think the Joe Biden family's going to try to profit? At least, because I'm going to tell you right now, if Joe Biden was my daddy, thank God he's not. And I have a deadbeat dad, and I still wouldn't want Joe Biden as my daddy. But if he were my father, I would say milk it. Milk it, Dad. You only got a couple of years in there before they get rid of you. Milk it! Anyway, they said this. Hunter Biden now not only has a Department of Justice investigation into his taxes to contend with, but also his first solo art show to prepare for next year. Yeah. Hunter is signing a deal to be represented as an artist by Georges Berger Gallery in New York City. And he's going to have a solo exhibition next year. Of course, they're going to practice social distancing. In February, Biden first revealed his artistic aspirations to the New York Times, confessing, they write, during a conversation with the outlet, that the painting is, quote, literally keeping me sane. For years, I wouldn't call myself an artist. Now I feel comfortable saying it. Porn is art, right? I'm just kidding. He didn't say that part. Oh, this article is so funny. Okay, so it goes on. The venture capitalist turned artist, whose studio is in the pool of his Hollywood Hills home, creates his work with a metal straw. He uses the... This is true. uses to blow alcohol ink on the Japanese Yupo paper, creating abstract layers of colors in concentric circles. God, man. Crackhead art. It writes, painting puts my energy towards something positive. Biden explained. It keeps me away from people and places where I shouldn't be. He also added, the one thing I have left is my art. It's the one thing they can't take away from me or conflate with anything else. Cool. Oh, Lord, I got to step away. I got to step away. It's keeping him sane. Oh, my goodness. And here's where they go on. On top of achieving this major milestone in his art career, Biden also announced last week that his taxes are currently under investigation by the DOJ. And today it was reported that Donald Trump is also considering appointing a special prosecutor, blah, 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 blah. That's all over. Hunter Biden survived the apocalypse. Man. Look, I'm not going to complain. Everybody deserves to make a living. And if there are people out there that want to get inside of the mind of a crackhead, and I'm using my finger quotes, artist, fine. And I do make fun of the notion of a crackhead and the big guy who escaped justice for their crimes. But when I think about it, I am reminded of white privilege. That's when the BLM crew, you know, gets my attention. And they say, see, Kev, you see, man? I'm like, well, yeah. I got to admit. I can see. I follow your logic. See, because not only did Hunter Biden, the crackhead, make a lot of money off these companies. And he didn't pay his taxes and all that. Which, let's face it, we got one on the black side. You know, how old Reverend Al didn't pay his taxes. But Reverend Al wasn't extorting countries and setting up deals for the big guy. But here's my point. I don't know any black people that could get away with this. I'm being honest. I don't. Denzel's kid. Let's say this was Denzel's kid. As good of an actor as Denzel Washington is, I don't think he gets away with this. I don't think his son gets away with this. If he was a crackhead Washington, no siree. But, you know, like I said, to each his own. But here's the thing I want you to take away from all of this. Hunter Biden now entering the art world. He's a star. A star is born, America. New star in the art world. Just like Obama's Nobel Peace Prize, just like Andrew Cuomo's Emmy for killing people, Obama for killing people, three wars, and he gets a Nobel Peace Prize, Cuomo gets an Emmy. Why? Because he killed a bunch of old folks in New York and saved his state $1 billion. That's what they're rewarding. We have crackhead Hunter. And maybe this is a way to keep him off the public dole. I don't know. But here's what I can tell you. Hunter Biden's going to get a lot of accolades from the art world. Now that daddy got a promotion. I was trying to figure out what the name of his show would be. Would it be like From the Mind of Madness, Anthology of a Crackhead? Coming soon to a virtual theater near you? I don't know. It was funny, though, to hear the New York Magazine critic. This is what they said about his work. Generic post-zombie formalism illustration. And he added, the background doesn't always have to be white, you big baby. Jerry Saltz. Wow. Already beating up on Biden's son. Let me tell you, here's what I'm going to watch in the news cycle. How much they beat up. When they go after Dr. Jill for her actual title, that's when you know that the jig is up for the Biden family.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.